Thank you, thank you. Yes, I love getting older. Can't scare me with heaven. You know, people said to me years ago, they said, wait when you're 60, you won't be saying the same thing. Well, I'm 68. Yeah, so, but that was interesting. And, you know, these people out there in their field, they have a lot of needs, and the only thing that's going to really meet those needs is faith, isn't it? You know, faith. And I just want to speak a little on that subject with the time I have. Let's go to John chapter 11. If you stand, please, and read God's word. We'll be reading verses 33 to 36. John's Gospel, if you're able to stand. And I'll be reading from verse 33 of 36, beginning to read. When Jesus therefore saw her weeping, and the Jews also weeping, which came with her, he groaned in the spirit and was troubled, and said, Where have ye laid him? They said unto him, Lord, come and see. Jesus wept. Then said the Jews, Behold how he loved him. Let's pray. Father, we pray that thou would help me at this time with this thought, and that thou would teach us something that we could hold on to in Christ's name. Amen. Please be seated. So here we have a situation of Jesus and his disciples, and they're away from this family of Mary and Martha and Lazarus, and at this time Lazarus is dead. And they were there at one time and in that area, but now they're away, and they get the message that Lazarus is dead. And then Jesus returns, and we just read how Jesus wept. It's supposed to be the shortest verse in the Bible, Jesus wept. But so often it's misinterpreted. You know, I had a man once, he accused me of being discompassionate because I interpreted this verse as not Jesus weeping in compassion for their sorrow, but that he was weeping because of their unbelief. And that's the context. He was weeping because of their unbelief. He wasn't weeping because he was sorrowful for them or for Lazarus, because he was going to raise him from the dead. And he knew that he would be coming alive. So what was there to cry over anyway, even if the Lord wanted to? You know, what was there to weep over? Nothing. But this is how it's interpreted. Jesus wept, that he was weeping because of their grief. No, he was weeping because they did not believe. And really, if we don't believe for our needs, it's going to be a rougher road. You know, I thank the Lord that when we went to the mission field, could see his hand, and we were away, I suppose, in total, when we add up language school and preparing the boat and one thing and another, for about 5 years. We left with about $220, and we saw everything come in. Everything was paid for. We didn't owe a penny for anything. All our needs met, and right to the last day. So, and yet, faith isn't such a big thing. You know, it's not a question of me saying, you know, I feel I've got it. Yeah, I've got the faith. Yeah, now I've got it. I didn't have it yesterday. I might not have it tomorrow, but now I've got it. I can feel. I'm kind of zeroing in on faith. Yeah, God's going to do it. No, it's not. It's just a simple taking God at his word, that what he says is true. That's why I know I'm going to heaven. It's the exact same basis. It's just a question of believing his word. And Jesus is the resurrection. Now, if you go back to the beginning of chapter 11, in verse 5, we see all this pressure put on Jesus. Now, Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. When he had heard, therefore, that he was sick, he abode 2 days still in the same place where he was. So he heard that there's no question he loved them, but he decided he was going to stay put. So I'm not going there. I know that Lazarus is dead, and I've got the message to come, but I'm not going. Is what it says. Now Jesus loved Martha, verse 5, and her sister, and Lazarus, who was now dead. When he had heard, therefore, that he was sick, he abode 2 days still in the same place where he was. I guess by the time the message, the message that got there was that he was sick, but then he died, you know, shortly after. But he abode there for 2 days. He wanted to make sure he was good and dead. And that's true. He didn't want to go back until he was dead. Good and dead. Then after that, saith he to his disciples, let us go into Judea again. So now it's time we can go. He is dead for sure. Okay. His disciples say unto him, Master, the Jews of late sought to stone thee, and goest thou thither again? Jesus answered, are there not 12 hours in the day? If any man walk in the day, he stumbleth not, but he seeth the light of this world. But if a man walk in the night, he stumbleth, because there is no light in him. These things said he, and after that he saith unto them, our friend Lazarus sleepeth, but I go that I may awake him out of sleep. And then said the disciples, Lord, if he sleep, he shall do well. Howbeit Jesus spake of his death. He's sleeping. That's a Hebrew term. When someone is asleep, it can refer to just natural sleep, or it can refer to the sleep of the dead, because they will raise again. And that's the whole, this is a resurrection, it's all about the resurrection, this chapter. And so when a believer is laid in the grave, he's not dead in a sense. His spirit is alive and with the Lord, but his body is just sleeping. It will come alive and be resurrected. It will get up. And so Jesus said, well, because Lazarus was a believer, Jesus said concerning him that he's just sleeping. And so they thought, oh, he's speaking about natural sleeping. So no, it says here that he had to clear that up. Verse 11, these things said he, and after that he said unto him, our friend Lazarus sleepeth, but I go that I may awake him out of his sleep, that I may bring him life. Then said his disciples, Lord, if he sleep, he shall do well. So now they're thinking he's speaking about natural sleep. So he said, just leave him alone. If he's sleeping, let him sleep. See, they obviously never got the idea that he was really dead, but Jesus knew, got the message. Howbeit Jesus spake, verse 13, of his death, but they thought that he had spoken of taking rest in sleep. Then Jesus said unto them plainly, Lazarus is dead. See, they thought that he was just resting, and said, if he's just resting, leave him alone. We don't want to go back there. Just leave him alone. Verse 14, then said Jesus unto him, plainly, Lazarus is dead, and I am glad for your sakes that I was not there. See, he didn't want to be there to heal him while he was sick. To the intent ye may believe, nevertheless, let us go unto him. See, this is all about faith, and he uses this as an object lesson for their faith, that they might believe. And what greater object lesson than raising the dead, which charismatics, by the way, can't fudge that one, you know. And that's what I say to a charismatic, you know, if you really have these apostolic powers, then let's go to the cemetery, or let's go to the morgue. I'll go with you. I'll even take sandwiches there because I know it's going to be a long wait. You know? But but Jesus said, I want you to come because I'm to increase your faith that you might believe. Verse 16, then said Thomas, which is called Didymus, unto his fellow disciples, let us also go that we may die with him. You know what he's saying? He's saying, he's being sarcastic in a way. Or he's saying, if we go there, we're as good as dead. That's what he's saying. Because if you go back to the beginning there, look, we already read in verse 7, when the Lord said, let us go unto Judea, verse 7, again, his disciples said unto him, Master, the Jews of late sought to stone thee, and goest thou thither again? And that's what they left there, because his ministry there had ended for that time, and they were the Pharisees and whatnots were trying to kill him, and they left. They kind of just managed to, that they slipped away, and then now he's wanted to go back, and he's saying, and Thomas is basically saying, yeah, let us go back and die, is what he's saying. Look, in In verse 16, then said Thomas, which is called Didymus, you know, the doubting Thomas, as he's called, unto his fellow disciples, let us also go that we may die with him. So there's all this pressure laid on him, isn't there? Then when Jesus came, in verse 17, that he had, verse 17. Then when Jesus came, he found that he had lain in the grave 4 days already. So they went to Bethany and found Lazarus. Verse 18, now Bethany was nigh unto Jerusalem about 15 furlongs. That's less than 2 miles from Jerusalem. And many of the Jews came to Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him. But Mary sat still in the house. Then said Martha unto Jesus, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. There's three ifs in this passage. And the first one comes from Martha. If thou had been there, my brother had not died. I mean, Jesus loved Martha. Martha loved Jesus. But, and so did Mary, and so did Lazarus. But she didn't have faith to believe that he could raise Jesus from the dead from any point. If thou had been, he didn't even have to go back. But if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. You know, Lord, we sent the message, but you were 2 days before you even made any steps. You know, we sent the message. If you had been here, my brother had not died. He made sure he wasn't there because he wanted her to believe. Verse 22, but I know that even now, whatsoever thou ask of God, God will give it thee. Well, to a point, she knew that. She didn't believe that he was going to raise him from the dead or could raise him from the dead. But Jesus said unto her, thy brother shall rise again. Verse 24, Martha said unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day, but not now. You know, words to effect, she's saying, but not now. I know he will raise in the resurrection at the last day, but not now. Jesus, verse 25, said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. I mean, he is the resurrection. He doesn't have to wait till then. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And again, that's for all of us. Even though we will one day have our bodies laid in the grave if the Lord doesn't come before that, we really won't taste death in the sense of it being final, because we will be raised. And so there's no fear of death for the believer. Verse 26, and whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? He said. She said unto him, yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world. And when she had so said, she went her way and called Mary her sister secretly, saying, the Master is come and calleth for thee. As soon as she heard that, she arose quickly and came unto him. Now Jesus was not yet come into the town, but was in that place where Martha met him. He hadn't come to Bethany yet, but was outside. And the Jews then, which came with her in the house and comforted her, when they saw Mary, that she rose up hastily and went out, followed her, saying, she goeth unto the grave to weep there. No, she was going to meet Jesus because her sister had returned. And then when Mary was come where Jesus was and saw him, she fell down at his feet. And what was the first thing she said? Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. Unbelief, the pair of them. And when Jesus therefore saw her weeping, and the Jews also weeping, which came with her, he groaned in his spirit, not for compassion, but he was troubled at their unbelief, and was troubled, and said, where have ye laid him? He says, I'm going to put an end to all of this. Where have you laid him? They said unto him, Lord, come and see. Jesus wept. Then said the Jews, behold how he loved him. No, it wasn't. He wasn't weeping for love. He was weeping because his disciples didn't really believe that he had the power to raise the dead. And some of them said, could not this man which opened the eyes of the blind have caused that even this man should not have died? Jesus therefore again groaning in himself cometh to the grave. It was a cave, and a stone lay upon it. Jesus said, take ye away the stone. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, said unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he hath been dead 4 days. Jesus said unto her, said I not unto thee that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God? Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid, and Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me, and I knew that thou hearest me always, but because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. They had doubts, really, about the fact that he was the Messiah and the resurrection of the dead. And when he thus had spoken, verse 43, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. Jesus said unto them, loose him and let him go. And many of the Jews which came to Mary and had seen the things which Jesus did believed on him. They believed then and there. And Jesus said in verse 40, if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God. If. Twice they said to him, if thou hadst been here, My brother would not have died. Lazarus would not have died. Now Jesus says, if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God. And that was the glory of God, is in power raising Lazarus from the dead. So it's just a question of believing who Jesus is. And that there is nothing he cannot do and will not do according to God's will. Okay, I think my time's up. Let's pray. Father, we thank thee for the great power of the Lord Jesus, and that all things are possible through him, and that thy word is truth, and that we may believe it for all things that are acceptable in thy sight. So we thank thee, and thank you for providing for us, and we pray that thou would indeed increase our faith as we see the great power of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and it is in Christ's name we pray. Amen.